WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. President Trump's nominee for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, supported by nearly all Republican senators. He faces a confirmation vote tonight. ABC's Rachel Scott on Capitol Hill on some GOP resistance.
Hegseth can only afford to lose three Republican senators. Murkowski and Collins make two. We're also going to be watching Senator Mitch McConnell tonight. He could be a wild card in all of this. But either way, Republican leadership is very confident he has the vote.
Troops have arrived at the southern border as President Trump cracks down on immigration. Hundreds of migrants have been arrested in cities across the country. Also caught in the dragnet, American citizens, including a U.S. veteran in Newark, New Jersey. But a judge has temporarily blocked Trump's order ending birthright citizenship. Mr. Trump expected to visit Los Angeles today to see the damage from the wildfires firsthand. Washington's latest star attractions are ready for their close-up. Two three-year-old giant pandas made their first appearance this morning at the National Zoo. Lots of oohs and ahs. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Authorities are investigating some fires that were set at bus stops. The most recent one was in the early morning hours yesterday. Someone set a fire in a trash can at the bus stop at the corner of Independence Lane and East Washington Avenue. The flames were high near the ceiling of the shelter, but there wasn't any damage. Police were able to put it out before firefighters got there. Officers say they've responded to a few of these fires in the last week, so now the fire department's investigation team is being deployed. And we're only a couple months away from the NFL draft hosted this year in Green Bay, and they're expecting some big numbers. Lisa Hale reports from northeastern Wisconsin.
Did you know attending the NFL Draft 2025 in Green Bay will be free? Nick Meisner, Vice President of Digital Marketing for Discover Green Bay, said while you can purchase things during the draft, attending and being part of the festivities will cost nothing.
The draft campus opens at noon. And basically, it's like a festival of football inside the campus. It's like a state fair of football that people can enjoy. And that opens at noon and runs until the last pick of that day.
The NFL Draft 2025 takes to Lambeau April 24th through the 26th.
And the city of Madison needs your help naming more snowplows. This is at least the third time the city has done this kind of thing, naming large vehicles like snowplows and trash trucks. Now, just so you get a feel for what they're going for here, we did the same thing in the winter of 2022-23. And the winning names were Dolly Plowton, Seymour Pavement, Snowy Wan Kenobi, and Saltimus Prime. Well, now they need your help naming five more snowplows. Today is the deadline to submit suggestions to the Madison Streets Division. They have to be in by 5 o'clock. If you've got a name idea, we have instructions on how to submit it at WMDXradio.com. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
The Bucks beat the Heat. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks won their fifth game in a row, 125-96 over the Miami Heat. The Bucks didn't get back to Milwaukee until less than 3 hours before the game after being stuck in a blizzard for 3 days in New Orleans at the team hotel. Damian Lillard led with 29 points and had a pregame speech before the tip-off.
The situation that we were in, you know, the last couple of days is obvious, but you don't want the room to just be quiet and everybody to just kind of go out there and see what's going to happen. So for me, I just wanted to put that energy out there. Like, you know, nobody gonna feel bad for us. Ain't no excuses. I don't want to hear I'm tired or I ain't feeling like you got to take the opportunity for the team to even have that type of mentality away. As a leader of a team, you got to let the team know off the rip, like, we not doing that. We not having excuses. I don't care about the flight. I don't care. We've been in a hotel. Like, you got to take that away from the team.
That's the Bucks. Damian Lillard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, slight chance of a snow shower this afternoon. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, highs near 20 degrees, wind chills around zero. For tonight, some flurries or light snow showers, a low of 16. Partly sunny on your Saturday, highs near 33. For Sunday, sunshine, a high of 28. Right now, 6 below zero.
At Chance Design Build, we provide remodeling done well with love. Our commitments extend beyond our workplace and your home to support our community. We judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin, and we believe all humans deserve quality, publicly funded education, childcare, and health care. But what do you believe in? At Chance Design Build, we believe every person must have the opportunity to thrive. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, go to ChanceDesignBuild.com to learn more about our commitments to you, your home, and our community.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer will be here from the recombobulation area. Elon Musk, all concerned about Wisconsin Supreme Court. What does that mean? We'll talk about it. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. So I want to say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
I was beaten, crushed, kicked, punched, surrounded. Someone reached underneath my visor, tried to gouge out my eye. And all these people were just pardoned by Donald Trump, who says that they were the real victims, that they were the patriots. I don't understand how anyone can believe that. Donald Trump, everything he is, everything he stands for, is anathema to me. But he is the president of the United States, and he's going to leverage that power in terrible ways. And one of the first ways he chose to do that was to pardon everyone from January 6th. Tried to stop the transfer of power and usurp the will of the people.
Officer Daniel Hodges, who was nearly crushed to death on January 6th. Okay. Hey! I'm not sure where to start. He's gutted. The guy, Project 2025, got Social Security. Mic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's over here.
Social Security, Medicare, cancer research. Did I miss anything? Oh, the air safety, that's gone. Did I miss anything else? Out here in California, we still have fires burning, but it could be worse. Could be raining.
I can't find it.
Oh, all right. So it's going to rain. So, you know, our seasons are going to smoosh together. We're going to go directly from wildfire into mudslide season without a break in between. And then, but things will be better because Trump won't be here today. He's going to come to say icky things about Gavin Newsom and stuff. So that'll help.
He hasn't indicated that he's going to meet with Gavin Newsom, but Gavin Newsom said, I'm going to meet with him.
Yeah. No, he's just coming to be a bag of D's like he always is.
He totally is.
Okay. Wow. Things are just as bad. And it's Jody Hamilton's last day.
It is.
So everything's awful. Let's not sugarcoat it this morning. Right? Oh, that's a lovely shirt. And I had to put black tape on your shirt because I'm a ray of sunshine. And here's our beautiful new Bella. Look at her. Except for Bella. Everything's awful except for Bella.
Stephanie Miller.
Everything
is awful.
It's awful. Wow, is it bad. Holy cow, 4 days in. Okay. All right, so Bella, welcome.
Yes.
Bella's our new 22-year-old. She's going to be our technical director, production director, Chris Lavoie, general manager of all things Stephanie Miller Incorporated. We'll go back to executive producer running cameras starting Monday. Jody will be here every Tuesday like she always is. She'll be doing fill-in for me on cameras. She's stepping down for health reasons, going to get her blood pressure under control. Self-care is the most important. Everybody's health and happiness.
What if my blood pressure soars through the roof trying to produce
Oh, no, you're not going anywhere. Let me explain. Chris and I will continue to do this radio show into the old person's radio home until we die. So you will be,
even though
you have a job forever.
You're 8 years older than I am.
I beg your pardon.
I thought she was 28 years older.
All right, Bella, let's get you used to our listeners. They are a delight. Would you like to start with a love letter? I think we should.
Yes, let's do that.
Okay.
Brian says, I'm listening from Santa Fe, OMG, as the Tube said 43 years ago.
Bella's never heard of the Tubes.
No. She's a beauty, and I haven't even seen her yet, but the funny, bright energy comes through. You tossed a couple verbal balls at her, and she connected with each one effortlessly, yep, bam, out of the park, like she's been a talk radio sidekick for years. Welcome, 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 Bella. I am blown away.
Wow.
Yeah. Brian.
It's true.
I did. I told the guy that owns the show, and like, it's Bella's first day yesterday. She's fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm feeling the love.
All right. Okay. Oh, well, then it's time for a hate letter. Not about you.
Yes.
It'll never be about you. It's always about me.
Oh, no. The hate letters will come. It just, people are polite right now.
Oh, I can't wait. Uh-huh.
I'm going to save this and read it to Frangela, too.
Okay.
Tim says, it actually, his whole thing is Tim Scott. I wonder if it's that Tim Scott, because that would be funny.
It's entirely possible.
It doesn't, his address is not at biscuit.com or anything, so I don't know if it's actually. Subject line, why don't you ever hire black people? Clearly, Tim, because I'm a racist. Is it because you don't mind riding bikes with them, but you don't want them in your house?
Oh!
Oh!
Oh! Wow!
I'm sure. Well, you can confirm I've never, ever had a black person in my house.
Tim Russ would.
What? How did he sneak into my
Francis
holiday
and
party?
Angela, Yanira,
Frangela,
Krista.
What? Oh my God! My black person security system is really failing. I'm sure Bella is a nice person. It's just that you used white affirmative action to hire her. There was no open process to fill Jody's spot. Bella was recommended without even going through the interview process. What is wrong?
There was
Bella
an interview.
Bella can confirm that we interviewed her.
I did go through the
She
interview
did come
process.
Highly recommended, and she did go through.
We had two interviews with her, actually.
But I take your point, Tim. I am clearly a avowed racist.
Hi.
Okay. Stan Silver, right-wing douchebag that likes to taunt us on the socials, said, sad to hear that Trump broke Jody.
No, he didn't.
Stephanie he did not, did. And also
Stephanie
Stan,
broke Jody.
Yeah, Stephanie
oh,
broke.
I,
not
that's
Donald.
My job, Stan. Don't outsource my job. She's just one in a long line of broken people. Pay no attention, Bella. All right. You know what we have for broken people? A doctor to fix the my best friend, Dr. Wanda. Bella looks just like her daughter. It's weird.
She did sign into the Zoom last night, so
she's in Australia.
Right.
She's confused.
Yes. So I hope hope she'll be here today.
Okay.
I emailed her and texted her this morning, going, "Yes, we're ready for you."
Okay. She texted me. All right. We're fine. Okay. Glenn Kirshner, John Fugel saying, "Frangela, again, black person security system failing miserably. I don't know what."
Well, you're only allowing them on Zoom, Stephanie.
Oh, that's right. I hate people. Where was the other one? Oh, the other one. They hate me because they said I canceled Chris and Jody.
What? Where am I going?
Yeah, exactly. Here it is.
I have a cat to feed. I can't be fired.
I said you're going to be doing the show with me until we both die. And then Bella is going to prop us up, put holograms there. She'll know the technology by then.
I'll host by then. No, I'll be the host.
No, by then you'll have enough words that we have spoken so you can build an AI computer.
Yes. Jody, you're going to be in the old person radio home with us. Yeah. You're not going to be much better. Oh, Keep Me Safe at Blue Sky said, I am really pissed that you canceled Jody and Chris. I'm done with you and angry. That's a large segment of our audience, Bella's people that don't pay attention.
Yeah.
I did email him or posted back at him going, I canceled myself. Chris is still here.
I ain't going anywhere.
He is stepping down for health reasons. Leave her alone. This schedule is brutal. Bella, don't listen to any of this.
La, 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 la.
All right. So thank you for
whatever.
I'm not really sure reverse racist people that aren't paying attention or people that are dancing on Jody's grave. Okay, let's Stan.
Jody Geist now?
Stan.
Yes.
Huh?
Jody Geist.
I'm Jody Geist.
You're going to join Travis Geist in Stephanie Miller heaven. You're going to run into some other people there that aren't. Oh, no, they're in
different
the lower.
Folks.
They're in the lower place.
Different folks. I know where they are.
All right.
Hey, wow.
Well, we've had a few. We've had a few.
Uh-huh. Wow. I don't, Jody, this will be the last day that you had to print the entire internet, but is it me or was it the worst ever? Yes. This is what I always come back to, is that he is a traitor. Didn't he tell us? I think he pretty much has said everything.
I am a traitor.
Right, I know. So why do you think America's enemies have helped him and tried so hard to get him installed again? You could not destroy, you couldn't have a better plan but to destroy America from within. I mean, stuff that doesn't, like we said, doesn't even make sense, you know, politically, right? Like the people, his fans, insulin was $35. Now it's going to be $600. That was in one day. This one, oh, what could possibly go wrong? Trump guts key aviation safety committee, fires the heads of TSA and the Coast Guard.
Apparently he fired the head of the Coast Guard because she's a lesbian.
I'm sorry. And I thought it was unjustified, Chris.
No.
Thank you. he moved quickly to remake the Department of Homeland Security, firing the heads of TSA and the Coast Guard before their terms are up, eliminated all members of a key aviation security advisory group. The Aviation Security Committee technically will continue to exist, but it won't have any members to carry out the work of examining safety issues at airlines and airports.
Have fun flying.
These guys just got considerably less friendly. Okay, that's just... How many pages do I have, Jody? Okay. This one, hang on. Jamie says, JFC, Trump is now trying to argue that Native Americans aren't citizens of the United States. This is their land. I don't... Is Cher going to remake Half-Breed? I mean, what is happening? What is going on?
I used to work for Native Americans, and they are their own sovereign nation.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's his thing.
You know what's nice is if you've never, ever read a history book of any kind to know that they were here first.
They were here first. But I think his thinking is that they are sovereign nations, so they
are. Did you just say his thinking as in you put the word thinking right next to Trump? Is that what you...
All I was doing was speaking English.
You know what?
You're fired.
Get your stuff and
really?
Get out with Jody.
You want to fire me on a day like today?
Are you sure about that?
All right. I'm kidding.
Uh-huh. You're always kidding.
Spinning chairs.
Yeah.
And then I'll get a letter like, fire you because I'm homophobic.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like Trump fired the lesbian head of the Coast Guard.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, God. Okay. Where do we start? This is... I need the social media because I was like, did that happen? Adam says Trump is literally purging the federal government of black people and women. So the people who told you he wasn't racist or misogynist were full of there's that. SF9er, I will stop the fentanyl, which is killing our kids, proceeds to pardon an internet drug trafficker. Mm-hmm. Oh, and one of the J6 guys is also a pedophile, if that matters to any of the people that call every liberal
just
a pedophile.
The one?
Right. Sam's, now he wants to fine owners of television stations if comedians like Seth Meyers make disparaging remarks or jokes about him. Wow, we are full on springtime. With full of Nazi salutes and fascism everywhere.
Time for Trump.
Wow, jokes are canceled?
America.
No, I don't think so.
You better watch yourself, Steph.
Yeah, go yourself, Trump. How about that? How about that free speech? Okay. Oh, didn't he also said, to MSNBC, shouldn't be allowed to broadcast, be allowed.
First off, they don't broadcast. They're a cable network.
Right, right. Yeah. It's not important now.
Right.
Hold on, I'm not finished. I'm not finished with my reading the entire internet. Callie says the bishop brought politics into the church, says the guy sending ICE raids into churches. Yeah, they're going into churches and schools now and hospitals.
Hospitals.
Because that's what Jesus would do.
Well, that's where the horse is.
Right.
Right. Okay. Also, they detained one guy that is a U.S. military guy who is here legally because, you know, he's brown or something. Oh, here it is. Trump-Lincoln Project. The Trump nominee and Project 2025 architect, Russell Vought. Wow, it's almost like he lied when he said he doesn't know about anything about Project 2025. He believes that mandatory programs like Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid are, quote, a benefit hammock keeping people out of the workforce. The cruelty is the point with MAGA.
Wait.
Yeah.
You think you're going to be
sitting in your hammock now that you're retired, Jody. Think again.
But wait, Social Security and Medicare are taken out of your paycheck.
Right.
So
right. It's your
you
money.
Mean like we're entitled to it because
so
it's our money?
If you're not working, you don't
right.
get it.
Right.
So
right. Oh, here it is, Chris. Kentucky convicted child predator and January 6th defendant Andrew Grigsby has been pardoned by Donald Trump. Yeah. Oh, here it is. Black Knight, our friend. Trump has only been in office 3 days. His mass deportation plot is already a show after ICE accidentally detained a U.S. military veteran in New Jersey. He is already rounding up Americans. Congratulations, morons. Springtime. Enjoy it. Zeke, hi, y'all.
Springtime.
As Elon Musk would say.
For Trump and America.
I'm even long on the first segment.
Yeah, what's
Hold on.
On,
DJ, dismantling FEMA, withdrawing from WHO, restricting immigration, cutting Social Security and Medicare, running up the deficit. If Russia and China were drawing up a plan to destroy the United States, it would be the Trump agenda. So weird. Isn't it weird?
It's all stuff he ran on.
Oh. Also, God has tweeted.
Oh.
Egg prices are up 37% and rising. It's day four. Day four, y'all. Okay. Oh, also, all the crops are starting to rot here in California, so you won't even be able to afford orange juice in place of your eggs because the workers are afraid to show up for work. And so, okay.
Orange juice is full of sugar anyway.
Yeah. We don't need all that stuff anyway. Eggs have too much cholesterol. Okay. Did I mention that everything's awful except for Bella?
Eggs have good cholesterol, though.
Pardon?
Eggs have good cholesterol.
Oh, well, see, there you're a glass half full guy still. You can't afford them. It doesn't matter. Okay.
$13 for 18 eggs is a lot.
Yeah.
What the Christ. 21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth.
Whee!
Look at her. She's a helper on her way out.
Yeah, at this time on Monday, she's going to be laying in her Cozy Earth sheets,
so
not
sweet.
Thinking about you.
Oh, my God. We're calling you like every 5 minutes. Are you up? What are you doing? What are you thinking about?
Thank you for your thoughts.
Okay, Cozy Earth, it's transform my sleep. I'm telling you, the sheets get softer with every wash. It's not your imagination.
Nope.
They're made from viscose from bamboo. They're incredibly soft, breathable. A good sleep, essential. It's going to be essential for us to survive these next 4 years. Cozy Earth also prioritizes quality and care. 100-night sleep trial. Try their sheets for up to 100 nights. If you don't love them, return them for a full refund. The jammies? What about the bamboo pajama set? Another must-have, soft, breathable, sleeps cooler than cotton, and so eleganza.
Yes. You know, that the National Zoo in D.C. has brand new pandas on display.
I'm going to go pry that bamboo lovingly from their hands
there
to help
go.
Cozy Earth.
Yeah.
All right. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. My code is Stephanie for up to 40% off. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. If you get that post-purchase survey, tell them you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller.
Stephanie Miller.
Prepare to be knocked on your ass.
It's a new year and it's time to make a difference. Have you been thinking about supporting a cause that really matters? Now's the time to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. FFRF is a leading voice for the separation of church and state. They're standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker, whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science and reason in government. And when you become a member, you're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You'll get access to exclusive content like their Free Thought Today newspaper,
events with top thinkers and activists, and so much more. Ready to take action? Visit ffrf.us/Miller today, or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511, and become a member today. Text Miller to 511-511. Together, we can make 2025 the year we protect our religious liberties like never before. Text fees may apply. It's never been more important than right now. Visit ffrf.us/Miller today. Want to talk to you about my new best friend, Native Path Collagen. I'm telling you, it's the best way to get your collagen made with type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types, and they make up 90% of the collagen in your body. It's found in our cartilage, bone, skin, hair, nails, gut, and more. A lot of other brands use a rainbow of fibers and fillers, but all you really need for maximum benefits are type 1 and 3. I put it in my coffee every morning. You can put it in smoothies, soups, you name it, because Native Path's recipe is a peptide formula. It's more bioavailable, meaning it is absorbed more easily in the body, and it mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Native Path has sold over 4 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, has over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. My favorite is their private Facebook community, where everyone is sharing success stories, recipes, and just being kind to one another. Get nativepath.com/Stephanie. That's getnativepath.com/Stephanie.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. On Monday, January 20th, Donald Trump returned to office, sworn in as the 47th president of the United States. Right out of the gate, he took a number of actions on his top issue, immigration. Perhaps the most troubling of these is one aiming to end birthright citizenship in America. An immigration attorney I talked to told me, "We're going to sit through a lot of BS over the course of the next weeks, months, and years, but this is the big one." My take? This action from the Trump administration is despicable, unconstitutional, and fundamentally anti-American. The day after the order was issued, Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call joined a coalition of 20 states challenging this action in court. This legal battle will be a tremendously important one for all of us to follow.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. On my YouTube channel, I recently talked to Amanda Clayman, a financial therapist and an all-around excellent person. We talked about how to reduce money anxiety, and her advice was really helpful. She said, unless we have a time to do money, we don't have a time to not do money. Meaning, if we set aside some time to think about and manage our money, it lets our brain stop worrying about money all the time. For example, I have a monthly money meeting with myself, which lowers my money anxiety and helps keep me on top of my finances. If you don't already, set and keep that money meeting with yourself. It'll help your wallet and your peace of mind. Remember what Amanda said, unless you have a time to do money, you don't have a time to not do money. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller. I
love you so. Oh, thank you. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Oh, wow. I forgot. It's a fresh page of f***ery that I had totally, I'd started with.
You actually forgot? You
yeah.
Forget that.
Wow, wow, wow. Hi from L.A. Yasser says, L.A. County is still on fire and ICE is out here rounding up folks.
Yep.
Evacuated folks still can't go home and ICE is rounding folks up. Our taxes got postponed, but ICE is still rounding folks up. Water isn't drinkable in the affected areas, and ICE is still rounding folks up. Air isn't breathable, but ICE is rounding folks up. But everything will be better because Trump will be here later today to throw salt in the wounds and insult Gavin Newsom and then leave. Okay, Johnny says eliminate cancer research, increase the cost of insulin, withdrawal from the World Health Organization, concepts of a plan. In case you were wondering what those concepts were,
sure.
There they are. Okay, Chris,
yes.
Who said if you're okay punishing Dr. Fauci and General Milley, While celebrating the pardons of the Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys, you're not only in a cult, you have lost the meaning of right and wrong.
The Great Grape Ape.
No, Ling Wong.
I don't know what that is either.
Yeah,
they were in Wing Chun.
Stop it.
Seth,
Stephanie.
The homo of hope. Hello.
Stephanie.
Hi, Seth.
Hello. Hello. Jody on the show. That's what I'm living for.
Yeah, we're gonna play those again. Those jingles again.
Yeah, we're gonna jingle Jody again.
Uh-huh. Jingle Jody, that girl. Jody, you are amazing. You have so much heart. You're smart and you're funny. You are the trifecta. So I will call it Trifecta Tuesday when you are Jody on the show. And thank you. Thank you for everything that you've done. And Bella, welcome. Like,
thank you. And you're running us into a hard break. Bella, you would have made Bella that up.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Madison firefighters have rescued two people who fell through the ice this week. The first was the other day over on Lake Monona. A woman fell in while she was playing on the ice and was near one of the areas with warmer water. She was okay and was taken to the hospital. Well, Wednesday night, another person fell through the ice, this time on Lake Mendota. It was really late, almost 11 o'clock. The Madison Fire Department was called to the Picnic Point area. A man fell in when he was just going for a nice nighttime walk. It was dark, but they ended up finding him because he used the flashlight on his phone so they could see where he was at. Two people from the lake rescue team had to put on exposure suits to get him out of the water. He had been in there for 20 minutes, so he was taken to the hospital. A reminder, ice is never considered totally safe. And for now, President Trump's immigration order that challenges birthright citizenship is on hold. Wisconsin is one of more than 20 states that sued, and a judge appointed during the Reagan administration called it, quote, blatantly unconstitutional, end quote. Meanwhile, Governor Tony Evers knows there may be challenges ahead, but says immigrants are vital to Wisconsin. Lisa Hale reports from Evers' visit to Oshkosh yesterday.
It was there that he told reporters he doesn't know how he would respond to actions that might be brought to the state by the United States Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, agency. What he does know is that immigrants are an important part of the state's economy and culture.
We have people, immigrants, working in all sorts of industries in the state. We love those people. They're doing good work, whether they're milking cows or doing processing of meats across the state. You name it, they're a major part of our economy. We can't afford to have them scared away and leave our state.
Evers also visited Rhinelander and Milwaukee yesterday, touting his Year of the Kid agenda. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, slight chance of a snow shower this afternoon. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, highs near 20 degrees, wind chills around zero. For tonight, some flurries or light snow showers, a low of 16. Partly sunny on your Saturday, highs near 33. For Sunday, sunshine, a high of 28. Currently 5 below zero.
Equability offers custom-tailored clothing for those with dexterity or mobility challenges. Plus, first-time shoppers get 10% off. Use code CIVIC10 at checkout. Visit equability.co, equability.co, to make your clothes easier to wear today.
Winter blues? Time for a change? Yeah, the Aaron Weber Group gets it. And they can get you moving. Whether west to Oregon or east to Brooklyn, the Aaron Weber Group has you covered. Wait a second. I don't get this. Here in Dane County, we have Oregon south of Madison, and Brooklyn is south too. Whoever wrote this has their directions messed up. But don't you worry. The Aaron Weber Group has the compass and will find you your way home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass. Go to movetomadison.com.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by Kim Shevchik from Doctors in Recital. And it's a bar band Friday night, which means our pal Terry Barr drops by with new music and sparkling conversation. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You have two choices when people on your side do things that are wrong. You can call them out, you can stand with principle, and you can be clear. That's what leaders do. Or you can obfuscate and try to change history. Try to suggest that what we all saw and experienced traumatically wasn't what we all saw and experienced. You can make stuff up, like maybe the FBI instigated it. Maybe it was really Nancy Pelosi's responsibility. Maybe it was Antifa. Oh gosh, maybe the people who assaulted 140 police officers were just like tourists. That is not the way of leadership. That is some dark, dark and evil way of proceeding.
Thank you, Representative Jim Himes. We are the keepers of the truth now, kids. We cannot allow them to rewrite history. Hold, please. Chris, I have...
Oh.
You know, is there...
Are you okay?
There's too much stuff.
Usually she's better at that.
I can't really. There's a lot. Okay. Who's... I got it. Nobody help me. Chris, who said congressional Republicans are all ducking and dodging and I never want to hear from them say back the blue ever again after providing political cover for this abomination? This is going to be a defining message for the midterms, which is who's Donald Trump working for? We saw in his inaugural address he brings people in with a net worth of over $1 trillion collectively to sit in front of his cabinet. He's clearly working for them with his meme coin, his TikTok inside dealing, and he's working for the January 6th rioters. Who said that?
Harvey Birdman, attorney at law.
No, that was super bad guess. That was Representative Jake Auchincloss, who we've had on this show.
He's great.
Who said, this is about who he's working for. Is he working for the January 6th cop beaters or the tech oligarchy, or is he working for the people who are trying to afford child care?
Godzuki.
No, that was Representative Jake Auchincloss. I'm going to go with... first one, he's working for the judge. Okay, you know what? Let's ask this guy. Thank God, former U.S. Attorney Glenn Kirshner is here.
Get me Glenn Kirshner!
Glenn Kirshner!
Former 30-year federal prosecutor Glenn Kirshner.
I can listen to him talk all day.
Who has answered the call for his country once again.
Glenn Kirshner!
MSNBC legal analyst Glenn Kirshner.
On the Steffi Miller Show all day.
Piercing blue-eyed Glenn Kirshner.
We got that Glenn Kirshner now and I feel okay.
Hi. Hi, Glenn.
Good morning, Steph.
Wow. Did we miss you at DC Sexy Liberal? Yeah. I tell you what, with Harry Dunn and Olivia Troy and JoJo from Jurors. But, man, even for someone like you that, you know, is so plugged into this, these 4 days are just the longest, most awful 4 days, I think, practically in our country's history. It's almost extraordinary, the wreckage that he's created already.
The wholesale pardons of January 6th defendants is an obscenity. It is so deeply disrespectful of the victims of those crimes. And I don't just mean the 140 police officers. Everybody in the Capitol that day who was trying to certify the election's results is a victim. The American people are the victim because these folks tried to end our democracy. Can I just talk about one defendant in particular? Because this highlights some of the damage Donald Trump is doing to America. A guy named Daniel Ball. He is a defendant who was convicted. Here's what he was convicted of. He worked with rioters to violently push against police outside the Lower West Terrace entrance. And when their efforts failed, he threw an explosive device into the entrance and it detonated on 25 officers. He was pardoned on Tuesday. And guess what, Steph? He was arrested on Wednesday on federal firearms charges, not to mention he's got priors for domestic violence battery by strangulation and battering resisting law enforcement officers with violence. Donald Trump is not making America great again. He is making America dangerous again, and he's doing it intentionally and knowingly.
Yeah, by the way, he's always accusing other countries of emptying their violent criminals, you know, jails out. Guess who's the only country doing that? Us.
Yeah.
Emptying violent criminals out into our streets.
Mexico's going to build a wall to keep us out.
Yeah, yeah. I know. Did you see yesterday a reporter asked him, you know, one of these defendants, you just pardoned, you know, stuck a officer in the neck with a stun gun. And Trump's like, oh, I didn't know that. We'll look into that. I don't know. I'm like, you saw the reporting. He just said, F it. Just release them all. Like, this is what this is going to be like. Just pure chaos. I mean,
it's a recruiting tool, Steph. This is a recruiting tool for Donald Trump. Next time he intends to engage in lawlessness, all of these people are already standing back and standing by, and will be this ugly, violent militia ready to answer his criminal call again. It's no secret what he's doing.
Now, it was almost too much pleasure for me all at once. You on Nicole Wallace yesterday. Okay. Nicole's, that's my jam. But I have to, so you wrote a piece. I don't think I've ever disagreed with you. And if I were straight and you weren't married, we would have such great makeup sex about this piece.
Oh, my God. Stop it.
Okay. I understand as a, you know, person of the law, but, you know, your point and Adam Schiff's point about pardons. But you wrote a piece about it. You know, you said you can be sure Trump will follow Biden's preemptive pardons precedent. Well, he was going to anyway, would be my point. I understand your point. If we've still lived in a world of law and order and not complete lawlessness. Right. But, you know, I wanted to ask you, because I don't know if you saw yesterday, Trump pretty much implied that he might target Biden. I mean, to me proves Biden's point entirely.
Yeah.
So you said Biden's pardoning the innocent could spark a democracy damaging cycle of pardons by Trump and presidents to come. I think he was going to do this anyway. And I know what you mean. Like, where do we go now? We're in a completely. But you just said Biden's pardon will provide only limited protection. The pardon can still be nefariously audited. They can be criminally investigated, even if they can't be prosecuted. They can be dragged before Congress. I get your point that they will still, that he is so vindictive, he will still try to make people's lives. I was surprised. You said he could order officials to summarily and unlawfully detain Liz Cheney, for example, and Trump couldn't be prosecuted for said unlawful decision. I mean, that's how lawless a territory we're in, right? With his, you're talking about his immunity that the Supreme Court has given him.
The Supreme Court gave him the power of lawlessness and a blueprint regarding how to use it. Just unlawfully detain your political opponents, order your DOJ or your military officials to do so, and then pardon them for implementing your unlawful directives. And the majority of the Supreme Court justices said that's all fine, and you cannot touch or investigate or look behind the president's exercise of those two core constitutional powers, the power to direct his DOJ and his military, and the power to issue pardons. That's why this is so dangerous. And yes, it feels good. I don't want any people wrongfully prosecuted. But as I say, it provides limited protection for these folks because he can send the federal government after them in 10 other ways short of criminally prosecuting them. And, you know, the other problem, Steph, is I hate to say this, but if one person was vindictively prosecuted, whether it's Liz Cheney or Jack Smith or Joe Biden, the federal bench in D.C., I believe, would stand strong. They're loyal to the rule of law and the Constitution, and they would not let those cases go through the court system.
Unless we get a Judge Cannon. I mean, that's the problem. I know you said, in my opinion, it would be far better to let Trump bring vindictive prosecutions only to have the federal court judges strongly reject them. I just think we've lost faith all the way up to the Supreme Court. I mean, look at you. You highlighted Judge Cannon does yet another favor for Trump, tells DOJ not to give Congress Smith's report on Trump's classified documents case, which I don't know what's more important to national security or what could be a higher, a reason to do this. But that's what I'm afraid of, is we're going to be playing whack-a-mole with it. I hope it's not a Trump judge.
I'm afraid of corrupt judges as well. But I think the one thing that we learned from the 60 plus cases that were brought attacking the results of the 2020 election is that every single judge, including all the Trump appointed judges, told, you know, Rudy and Sidney and the rest of them, go the you know what away, because there is no evidence supporting this garbage. And Steph, just yesterday, a Ronald Reagan appointed judge, 40 years on the ballot. I don't mean to jump ahead of where you're going.
No, exactly.
But for gosh sakes, a Reagan appointed judge just told Donald Trump, his administration, and his DOJ lawyers, what you did trying to revoke birthright citizenship is, quote, blatantly unconstitutional. I believe the federal trial judiciary will hold strong. Of course, all bets are off once this stuff gets up to the Supreme Court.
That's exactly my point. So, yeah, this is what Trump said on Fox. He taunted Biden over the pardons. He said he didn't give himself a pardon, and he didn't give some other people a pardon and needed it. Well, you know, of course, leave it to him to target Biden or anybody else that he didn't pardon. He said, you know, the funny thing, the sad thing is he didn't give himself a pardon. And if you look at it, it all had to do with him. And then he lies again. He said, I heard Schiff went to him and just begged him for a pardon because Schiff's a crook. Schiff's a crooked guy. He very, very obviously publicly is the opposite. So I don't want a pardon. And he agrees with you on that. But it just, he will lie and lie and lie.
Listen, if President Biden wanted to really protect folk, he would have needed to pardon everybody who's ever gotten, you know, sideways with Donald Trump. And how many millions of people who care about the rule of law and the Constitution, you know, would that include? Yeah. It's so, you know, let me say this. We don't know if Joe Biden did or did not issue himself a pardon. There is no requirement that a pardon be announced publicly in order for it to be effective. I'm not suggesting he did, but, you know, let Trump try to prosecute somebody who is innocent.
Yeah.
I think a co-equal branch of government, the judiciary, cramming that down his throat, figuratively speaking, is important for the reliability of our institutions.
And how hilarious and on point is it for today's Republican Party that the only reason they might not target Cassidy Hutchinson is because all these skeevy, pervy Republicans were apparently sexting her. And those would get released, right? If they subpoena her or whatever, right?
Welcome to the age of governmental lawlessness in America.
Yeah, unbelievable. Yeah, it's the other thing Trump said again, lied. Benny Thompson destroyed along with that unselect committee, destroyed all the work that took place over 2 years. You know why? Because it showed I was right. That is available online now. They did not destroy anything, but this is just the lawless, truthless world that we're forced to navigate, Glenn,
Seth,
for 4 years.
The next 4 years, we are going to be living in George Orwell's 1984, with the Department of Justice becoming the Ministry of Truth. And every time the government, you know, cuts our chocolate rations, they will announce that chocolate rations have been increased again. That is what we are in for.
Some slivers of light. Ed Martin, U.S. Attorney for D.C., declined to drop charges against some J6 defendants for fleeing after Trump gave them pardons. He said he was not moving to dismiss charges for a failure to appear. This guy and his sister were initially arrested for assaulting officers, theft of government property, entering a restricted building, and violent entry. So they won't get charged for those things. But also at least one judge is going, but you can't just flee. You have to, you know. Even if you're pardoned, I mean, I think you're right. It's going to be like, you know, can I say fingers in a dike? You know what I mean. I'm talking about.
Yes, you can, but only in.
You know what I mean in a justice way,
right,
Glenn? But that's what it's going to be. The people that believe in truth and justice and everything else Superman stood for, the American way. Right?
Yeah, Stephen, my blood pressure is already up this morning, so I'm not even going to talk about Ed Martin, the new U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia, a Stop the Steal guy who was at the Capitol reportedly. He is now the acting U.S. attorney in Washington, D.C. This is about as bad as it gets.
How about this? The Justice Department memo that began circulating as part of Trump's new immigration agenda stunned one legal analyst who called it a very heavy-handed approach to law enforcement. The memo has sent shockwaves through the legal and political world. It gives federal prosecutors across the country the green light to investigate local prosecutors for obstructing immigration enforcement. The expert reiterated how extraordinary it was for the DOJ to actually threaten locals with prosecution. I mean, I can't think of a more divisive human in our history. So he's going to try to turn right federal government.
This is governing by fear, intimidation, and threats, and they're hoping everybody will just lay down and let the Trump administration do its worst.
Yeah.
And the only question is everybody going to lay down, or are we going to keep standing up and fighting? I mean, I know where I come out on that.
Yeah. California Attorney General Rob Bonta said the Trump administration was employing a scare tactic following a recent memo that outlined pathways to prosecution for state officials, blah, blah, blah. The president is attempting to intimidate and bully state and local law enforcement into carrying out his mass deportation agenda. California has a law. Ha, remember those?
that gives local law enforcement leeway in not complying with federal immigration authorities, including in sanctuary cities. He said the state's law does not prevent officials from conducting their immigration enforcement, but he said it also prevents local officials from having to do the jobs of the federal government. He said it does not prevent federal agencies from conducting immigration enforcement themselves. What it says is they can't make us do their jobs for them. I mean, that's a California state law, right?
And Steph, here's a point of light that I think everybody can hold fast to. 22 states' attorneys general brought suit the minute Donald Trump picked up his little pen and signed that executive order trying to revoke the Constitution's guarantee of birthright citizenship. And within 24 hours, a Reagan-appointed judge said, hey, Trump, what you just did is blatantly unconstitutional. And he said, where the hell were the lawyers when Trump was signing this thing? Points of light. The states are going to step up. The nonprofits, the ACLUs and other organizations are going to step up. They're going to fight battles in court. And guess what? Donald Trump is going to have an ugly batch of lawyers who are going to get crushed in court over and over and over and over again. And I feel compelled to, as a footnote, add, but the Supreme Court.
Well, I was just going to say that here's a sliver of light before we go. Could hurt. Trump said to be in for blowback from Supreme Court with overreach. Who knows, right? It could actually hurt Donald Trump's case before the Supreme Court because they may see this as a power grab. Well, we'll see. We'll see.
We'll see. Look, the Supreme Court has ignored the text of the Constitution twice to Donald Trump's advantage. Are they willing to do it again? We'll see.
Yeah. Glenn, Justice Warrior.
Yes.
I feel better knowing you're out there. Love you.
See you
All
guys.
Right, honey. See you next week.
Thanks, Glenn.
50 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo.
Credo.
Listen. Jody Hamilton is, you know, clearly has good judgment in that she is getting the actual out of here. And she knew about Credo Mobile 20 years ago.
20 years ago.
Thinks you would have had the prescience to know not to take this. Okay, anyway, my point is she knew about Credo Mobile, the nation's only progressive phone company, right? It's a way you can make a difference. Like Glenn says, don't give up, don't lay down, don't obey in advance. Get it. Credo Mobile has given over $95 million to progressive nonprofits that need us more than ever now. So you get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive deals on phones at competitive rates. It's easy. You bring your current phone, your current number, bam.
Get
slam,
in, we're
bam.
Saving.
Thank you, ma'am. What?
What? No.
And go to CredoMobile.com. And are you done winning? No, you're not. For Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25 at CredoMobile.com.
You're the most awesome person I have ever known. Well, second most awesome.
Right. Of course, the first being
Stephanie Miller.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-550-7400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-550-7400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-550-7400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Slower.
iZurvey is proven to slow GA progression.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
iZurvey or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZurvey today.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
Visit iZurvey.com. That's iZERVAY.com.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 608-384-0897. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 608-384-0897. That's 608-384-0897.
This portion of the show. Oh, mummies. Lower back. Okay, hi. This portion of the show brought to you by Get Lean. Take Lean. Excuse me. TakeLean.com. Yep. Lean is a great new product. My nephew Robin is on it, and he has already lost a few pounds. It is the real deal for weight loss. Created by a medical doctor and university researchers, the clinical team behind Lean says if you only have a few pounds to lose, non-prescription Lean is not for you. Nope. They say just exercise a little more, what have you. Lean is for frustrated dieters who want to lose meaningful weight but aren't into injections, those which can work but have side effects. Shots work in part by lowering blood sugar and regulating appetite. The science behind Lean is impressive. Its natural studied ingredients target weight loss in similar ways. Helps maintain your healthy blood sugar, control your appetite and cravings. Helps burn fat by converting fat to energy. If you're ready to lose weight a smarter way, get it. Let me get you started with my personal discount. The code is Stephanie20 at TakeLean.com. TakeLean.com, the code is Stephanie20. 57 minutes after the hour. Oh, Lucretia in Milwaukee. Hello, sweaty church whore.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
2 points I want to make out. First of all, and no, Grandpa, I'm not going to curse.
Okay.
But I just want to know, regarding that idiot and this shizzle about, like, the energy emergency.
Yes.
There's no emergency.
I know.
There's absolutely none.
No emergency at the border either. Yeah.
Yeah. So you could totally buy any car that you want. You can do that now. You could do that with the Biden administration.
Thank you.
A lot of your culty a-hole followers drive electric vehicles. No, it's not making you drive an electric vehicle.
Oh, boy. Yeah. All right. Dr. Wanda, next.
a new choice.
Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, a big show on a Friday. Make sure to join us, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, former Wisconsin Badger Brady Ewing, and Peter Rapine of E-Bombs World. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A series of ICE raids in cities across the country Thursday as the Trump administration ramps up its dragnet of immigrants in the country, including a U.S. veteran in Newark, New Jersey. ABC's Sonia Rincon.
Newark's Mayor Ross Baraka says that veteran suffered the indignity of having the legitimacy of his military documentation questioned, calling it egregious and in violation of the Fourth Amendment. And he insists the proper warrant was not presented.
A federal judge in Seattle temporarily blocking Mr. Trump's order seeking to end birthright citizenship, calling it blatantly unconstitutional. The president says he will appeal. Two stops for President Trump today to survey damage, first to hurricane-battered western North Carolina, then to wildfire-ravaged Los Angeles. Conditions slowly getting better across Southern California this morning, but there's still an elevated risk of fast-moving fires as winds gradually subside. This is ABC News.